Welcome to Unveiled, the Hampton Police Division podcast, where we dive into the world of policing. I am your host, Chief Jimmy Wideman, and I'll have my guests introduce themselves. Pastor Cheeks.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your programs.
Okay, Charles Cheek, and I'm the coordinator of Kingdom United Fellowship Marketplace Resource Center, located in the Buckrow area of the city of Hampton. And we're a one-stop resource center for families and youth and those who are experiencing some problems or trauma in their life.
So. All right, good. Ma'am, next, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dina Felton. I'm with GMO Management. And we are community engaged. So wherever we're needed and whatever services we can render, we do.
Now you say GMO Management. For those that are less familiar, could you elaborate a little bit so they can understand?
Yes, sir. GMO Management with McDonald's.
Thank you very kindly.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate you. Yes, ma'am.
Felicia Williams. I am the property manager for Buckrow Point. We are under the DF multifamily portfolio, and we have 252 homes.
Our discussions today were primarily focused and centered around how the police department engages our community partners, our stakeholders, no matter what their mission set is, and how we plug into that to make you all most efficient and help us pursue our intent of providing for a better quality of life for our residents and reducing the crime that exists in those areas, and how this partnership helps both of our interests to be more successful. And I'm more familiar with your program, Ms. Cheeks, if you'd be so kind. I know you do the program for release. If you could elaborate a little more on that and how we have engaged you, what, for the last couple of years I know of.
Right. Well, it's two phases of that. One is involving adults and other juveniles. We're actually working now. In fact, we're getting ready to sign an MOU with the state, with Department of Juvenile Justice to do reentry and release and with the juveniles and their families simultaneously. And we also do adult side. And adult side deals more with the reentry part of employment and counseling and mental health and those types of things. And actually we're getting ready to, we just entered into an agreement with the Community Service Board where we're actually gonna have their drug treatment bus at our facility several times a week. But the idea is to get people engaged no matter where they are and what they're experiencing at the time. The great part of that is that everybody at our facility, because we have, as I said, a one-stop facility, so we have all these different nonprofits under one roof. And the idea is to having them under one roof so people don't have to go here, there, and everywhere.
Pool the resources.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it makes it stronger, and it also makes it more convenient for the folks to interact. And then with the job training programming, HBD is, Community Relations Unit does one of the classes on engagement. I think you came to one of them.
Sure.
You did one of them yourself. Only because food was there, I think the reason.
Fair enough.
But that class seems to be one of the most popular because Officer Brown and Birdsong, I can't shut them up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And the class is for an hour, and it usually runs 2 hours.
Good.
But what it does is bridges community, and people see the police in a different light. Because a lot of folks have said in the class at the beginning, I hate police.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the class is over, they're hugging.
Yep.
So we need to do more of that in the community in order to solidify people and their participation in the process.
And why it works for us and me, I'm a proponent and advocate. I believe that no one chooses to, say, participate in criminal activity or be someone that hurts other people. Right. I think more times than not, that's a symptom of pain. And a lot of the people that we engage come from underserved communities, abuse of homes, or things of that sort. And so although they have made poor choices, they're not beyond redemption.
Right.
And your program affords second chances and opportunities because those people that may be incarcerated or detained, at some point, they're going to be reintroduced into society. And I think it's essential for us to bridge those gaps of misinformation and poor understanding. Yeah. And then the second component that you provide services for is for the mental health. Because a great majority of the people that we encounter, I don't like to think it's okay to criminalize mental health. But we should provide services for those people, because a lot of times it's misdiagnosed, mm-hmm. or they don't have access to services, or when they do have access to services, it's not full wraparound services or other things within their lives that they're not getting assistance for. And I think it's essential, because of the role that we play, that we are infused and in lockstep with your program to make sure we reach those people that would otherwise be unreachable.
Yeah.
And so I think it's been a beneficial program. I know you've been celebrated and recognized by the City of Hampton on several occasions for the program. Having experienced the program and had dialogue and I guess been in the same space with some of the people that many others would have written off, I see the value of it. And so it, for us, for me, I think it's absolutely necessary. And so it's a great opportunity. So for that, we thank you and look forward to continuing.
Well, your continuation is getting me overwhelmed. So no, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because we're all, you guys joined a database we introduced you to called Unite Us, mm-hmm. where your officer are actually making referrals.
Yes.
For homeless people, people who are in trouble with rent or need medication, need job skills or whatever. So, I mean, the day before I came here, I looked at my phone. It's like 4 referrals from HPD. So, which is a good thing. I love it.
Well, and the benefit, that's the other things that the police division does for the community that may not necessarily be spoken to.
Right.
When people think of police departments, they immediately think of you're doing traffic and arrest. Right. And to really have a healthy community, you have to be engaged in all facets of the community. Mm-hmm. Address the needs of the people that are coming home, the mental health community, our youth. And again, you're another conduit for us to be able to have access to those people and meet them where they exist, yeah. and have a what I call a successful program.
Sure, sure.
And yes, ma'am, we're going to segue over to you now and speak a little bit of how we have plugged into your community engagement opportunities. I know we've done several programs with you all. We've done the Coffee with a Cop at some of your locations. You all help support and sponsor by providing meals and food for events that we do for the community. And so what all is, I guess, your overall program and intent for being so engaged in the community and being so responsive when we've called?
I don't mean to try to discriminate, but my lifeline is for our kids.
Sure.
You know, we have so many kids, and I employ so many youth to keep them free off the street. I have so many youth that come in the store and ask me for a job so they won't get in trouble. But for every person, for every youth that has that issue, I can call one of your officers, and they will help me. They will guide me into, you know, creating a segue for that young adult, and not singling out our adults, but we have to teach our children. We really do. We have to get a hold of them. And the summer is coming up now, and we're trying to create programs for, or, you know, talk to our officers that I am, you know, really familiar with in reference to creating something different, something exciting to keep them off the streets. And the kids are coming in and asking.
It's about options. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been an advocate saying, you know, the one thing you're not going to stop people from doing is eating.
Right.
They're going to find a way to support their families and to put food on the table. And if there are not other opportunities available, they're going to look to the underground economy to make that happen. But by virtue of your programs and the opportunities you present to our young folk, they know they have options. And a lot of times we have to present people and direct them to the options that are available to them, because they may not have someone else to give them that direction.
And feeding your officers is just a small token.
That's
of our appreciation. I know. Of our appreciation, because anytime that we call, you guys are there.
Good.
Without incident. You're there. And you're making sure that we're safe also. We appreciate
that. No, you appreciate the support. It's absolutely necessary to have that kind of relationship. Because, again, if we tie ourselves into the community and you're another resource to make that happen, then, I mean, under my watch, we're all in.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Williams. Yours is a little more unique, because I know you have a property that you manage.
Correct.
And so we've come into that space to help make sure that the quality of life continues to improve. And I know our community engagement unit has been involved with you, and you've been involved with us in not only, you know, making sure we can be responsive to the needs specifically to the property, but not make assumptions about what's most beneficial in the way of your needs. And so how does that relationship work with you and the Hampton Police Division?
Well, I think we were able to help foster a healthy relationship through our courtesy officer, mm-hmm. Officer Brown. and through various incidents.
I'm trying to hint about Brown. He's not the only officer we have.
Bird, Tong, UT, several officers. Just having that relationship so there's open dialogue, it kind of helps keep a pulse on the community with what's going on, areas that we need to keep an eye on, so we can manage, you know, accordingly.
And just not being present in a time of crisis.
Correct.
I think you lay a good foundation by being in those spaces when it's not urgent. You know, you build relationships with the residents, you build the trust of the people and the youth. So when there is a crisis, they're more trusting, and they give you access. So then what I believe what we do and what we're required to do is not just fix the immediate acute issue, but give people the tools to problem solve and sustain themselves so they can manage their own crisis long term. And I think that's what building relationships does for us.
Absolutely.
But collectively, and the reason we came together is because just the, I guess it's a stigma where people will go, Hampton has increased crime or things are out of hand. And they just make that assumption predicated on numbers. And I personally don't like numbers. I just like to speak to what people's experiences and quality of life issues are. And so I will say that our numbers are phenomenal because the men and women of the Hampton Police Division do amazing work and they're dedicated to the service to which they've been called to do.
Yes, they do.
But as it relates to you all's experience, if you can just, maybe if you have an example, an experience, a story, or, you know, something that you can impress upon the general public about how we go above and beyond through your experience. And if that's not the case, say that too, or how we can improve, because that's what this whole dialogue is about. But I was trying to get, I guess, dismiss the stigma of Hampton not being a comfortable place to live and work, and the police department not having full commitment to making sure from the grassroots for all our stakeholders, we're fully committed to meeting your expectations.
Hampton is a beautiful city. I'm not from the area.
Where are you from?
In the area. I'm originally from New Jersey, but I live most of my life up near D.C. and Fredericksburg and Stafford area.
Oh, I know. We premier then to you, so go ahead. I don't know if that's a fair assessment.
Well, nevertheless, my experience with Hampton Police Department and being in this area, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Anytime that I call you guys, you're there. If we have an issue in one of our McDonald's, the officers are there, and they're making sure that we're safe. That's my story. It's just we feeling safe in the community, knowing that if we call you, if we call upon you, that you're going to be there.
Sure.
And I know that some things take preference, but they want to know if we're safe. We're telling them yes or no, but they're always there, and that means a lot. And then it's trust, too.
That's probably the most important component.
It's trust, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can do the job and just go through the motions, but that's not sustaining. Trust builds over time. Trust allows us the benefit of making a mistake and then you allowing us the grace to correct it, fix it, and make it better.
Yes.
And so that's a process.
One of the most beneficial tools that I've experienced is receiving the calls for service reports weekly that I get from Officer Graham, getting check-ins from them sporadically and frequently just to see how things are doing. I think a lot of times in property management, residents are scared and misinformed. And sometimes just calling them to say, hey, I noticed you had a call on this date. What's going on? Is there something you need help with? Taking that approach instead of kind of barking at them.
Right.
That kind of puts the walls down and it kind of opens doors to try to help get some resolution to problems opposed to creating conflict.
Sure. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. We want to empower people with the resources and the tools to fix their problems, to manage their own crisis, because that has long-term effects, opposed to just coming out, to your point, barking, giving a course of instructions, putting a Band-Aid on something that has deeper rooted issues. Okay. And the benefit of, and you mentioned Sergeant Graham because he's one of our strategic sergeants or strategy sergeants, and he basically is assigned to problem solve not only in the immediate but in the long term, to attach people to the resources that will give them the tools, the knowledge and information to help manage the crisis, the more chronic crises. And again, that's empowering. And again, it also helps with building relationships. You have a point of contact where if you see something looks to be, I guess, festering, he can intervene and mitigate the issues prior to becoming a major crisis. Okay. So it's become effective, and I love that program, and I love the relationship that we have, because from my understanding from when I first came, the quality of life in the neighborhood is improving, and the residents think so. The quality of life surveys indicate the same, so it's working.
Significantly. We also host monthly events. We've had Officer Birdsong with Santa Claus for our property, and the kids love that.
For me, too.
So having that engagement.
He's Santa for
He's
you, too?
He's been Santa for me. Yeah.
He's been Santa for a lot of folks.
Yes. He might be too skinny now.
Oh, well, I won't speak to it.
We can always fill him in.
Yeah, there you go. Stuff him.
No, they love it. They love Good. It. And that type of engagement is what we need.
Beyond.
Yeah.
What the status quo cliche impression of a cop is.
Right.
Yeah, that's important.
It brings everybody's emotions down mm-hmm. to a certain level again. It's a trust. They're beginning to trust you as a person and not the uniform.
Correct.
You know, but they respect the uniform.
Sure. Fair enough.
Yeah, let me jump back to a word you said, grace.
Yeah.
That grace has to play not only between law enforcement and the community, but also the community with the community in order for them to have grace towards the law enforcement officer.
Sure.
And that I see a shift, kind of. It's starting to shift. It wasn't there in before. I didn't see it as much as it is. But people have to start caring about one another mm-hmm. in order to forward grace to anybody else or to any institution. And I think by doing what you guys are doing, guys and gals are doing, that you're showing people a way of life that can extend past the badge, can extend past that incident, so that they're able to gravitate and look at things a little differently. It makes a difference when I think Brown always says something about, I'm not just there to slap handcuffs on you, but if I do, I'm going to show you some grace.
Well, good.
So, and I think we're seeing more of that, and as that transcends into the community, it makes our position a little bit better yes. in terms of dealing with situations. Because my role is to make sure it doesn't get to the point that somebody has to be incarcerated mm-hmm. or it has to go to the court system. Let's try and deal with it down here on this level. Because at that point, people will be more receptive to change. And then they would be more receptive to, they become like your eyes and ears on the street. Mm-hmm. So when trauma does happen, or an incident does happen, sure. they're not afraid to walk up. You don't have to bang on the door. They're,
right. Yeah. And a lot of communication does happen that way, offline, right. whereas it may not be a public spectacle, but they still, because they have a relationship with an officer or this agency, yeah. they're sharing information to the benefit of their community, their loved ones, and for the police department's efforts. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, we have to put in the groundwork to make that happen. Yeah. It takes time, and it's a lot of obstacles to overcome and, you know, misinformation to clear up, but it happens.
Well, I think part of it, too, is I know you have to put in the effort, but we have to put in the effort.
Agreed.
But we have to stop shifting it all over there because a lot of it, I mean, we don't have 1,000 police cars to put on every block, so a lot of it has to reside within the community itself in terms of it developing itself and caring about and safety and honoring one another and helping one another. And I think we have to make that big shift as mm-hmm. a community ourselves. You guys are one part of that, but there's a whole lot of other nexus that have to take place too. So.
But be in that space and infuse ourselves in the community so we can yeah. be in that space. Like you said earlier, meet people where they are, yeah. you know, build the trust. And then be consistent.
Yeah.
Or just show up when it's convenient.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
So, well, just to highlight, I guess, anything that you all have on the radar coming up, things you want to share or events that you have coming up that you might want to speak to. And I know, Pastor Chief, you've always got something on your plate.
7 days a week.
Yes, you do.
most of it we send out to you guys anyway, the mm-hmm. community relations unit.
Not send it out to the public because they're yeah. not our guys.
Yeah, well, unfortunately. but we always, I mean, the biggest thing we just started now, because a lot of times we're concentrating on the youth and we forget about the other end of the spectrum, the senior citizens. We started a thing, we have a partnership with community, Peninsula Agency on Aging.
Mm-hmm.
So every Tuesday from 9 to 1, we have what's called Senior Citizen Pop-Up. I mean, it's meals, exercises, games, just to get them engaged. Because remember, each one of these senior citizens has what? some younger mm-hmm. folks and their families.
And this is a senior center on Kickitan Road?
No, this is actually in Buck Row at our place. And starting in April, we just signed an MOU with the Community Service Board where that mobile unit, drug treatment will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then every week there are tons of activities going on there in the Buck Row area for families. Because we want to grab the families in Buck Row and Phoebus area, the whole family, not just a segment of the family.
Exactly. Good.
Well, I would like to invite all of the officers to one of our Hampton locations. I did communicate with Brown and Birdsong in reference to doing bingo with the cops. I know we do coffee with the cops and cookies with the cops, but we want to do bingo.
I'm in.
Okay.
Just set the dates. We'll show up.
I'm waiting on dates. And we try to do March Madness, so I'm waiting for March Madness.
Okay, easy enough.
Okay.
Done. We'll talk after.
All right.
We'll fill in the gaps.
Okay.
Don't try to embarrass me on no podcast. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we know we had our engagement event
yes.
scheduled for Saturday
yes.
That got canceled due to the weather. So we look forward to setting something up like that up quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And we can change the times to try to make sure
we capture a larger audience and the youth that are not tied up in school or doing other sporting engagements, because this is the season now where everybody's coming outside, the weather's changing, so the timing is critical to get the biggest population mm-hmm. in the community. But
exactly.
definitely, we'll be
yeah.
out there for sure.
Yep.
Anything I'm missing for your wrap up?
Just thank you for everything that you do.
No, I thank my team. I just had the luxury of sitting in this nice cushy chair. It's the team that really pulls it together. There's an amazing group of men and women in the police department from every rank, from every background. That's what makes us unique, but we're dedicated, and they are dedicated to the mission, their duty, and the city. And so I wish I could take credit. I just had the fortunate honor of having adopted a great team. So I thank you for your support.
Leader. You're the leader.
I do a lot more following than leading, trust
okay.
me.
Okay.
Safe position.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, but to the audience, thank you for attending this week's episode of Unveiled with the Hampton Police Division. We look to see you again in the future. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Unveiled, a podcast highlighting the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more, check us out on our social media and at hampton.gov/police.